You know, America's great. America's unbelievable. America's the greatest country in the world. A lot of people argue with the reasons why. Okay, because it has phenomenal economics. It has the highest, richest, you know, the richest resources. It's got the most money. It's got the most ability to spend it. It's got unlimited resources. I mean, I don't know, whatever the fuck you want to say. You want to point it out as something that's financial? All right, we'll go with that. Okay, but you see, the reason why America's great, I don't think has anything to do with money. Because the majority of Americans don't fucking really see any big money. You know, they get more than most people in the world. I mean, if you're in India and you have no money for food, well, you're fucked. Unless you're really charming or you have a really nice pink asshole, you know, there's nobody who's going to give a fuck. You know, so they don't really give a fuck. I mean, we're talking about a country where, you know, you could pick up children in the street, kill them, rape them, do whatever the fuck you want, just throw them away in the trash, and nobody gives a fuck. So we're talking about, you know, in that country, for instance, America's obviously a far greater country. Far greater. And then you go to Africa, America's fucking greater than that. The continent of Africa is a fucking, most of it is a hellhole. Yeah, they got, you know, places out in the villages and shit that aren't hellholes, but, you know, most of it is a fucking hellhole. South America, most of that shit is a hellhole. It's got a lot of beautiful places, but unless you have a fucking guerrilla team with fucking assault rifles and scopes, you know what? Chances are you're going to get stabbed and murdered from a fucking 13-year-old on your way to fucking buy some bread. Because that's how it is. I mean, you go to Brazil, Brazil's a fucking hellhole. Venezuela now became a hellhole. You know, all these countries just become fucking, they just destroy them from the inside out. Venezuela was a great country. Now, you're lucky if you can, you know, scrape enough money to buy yourself a fucking taco. You know, shit that here we take for granted. I mean, here I can go anywhere and get a taco for fucking $2. You know, I can get a taco for $1 at fucking McDonald's or Burger King. But you go to a place like in India, I mean, Jesus Christ, a dollar will not only feed you for a day, it'll feed you fucking, you and your family for like a week. Because the actual national yearly debt, typical pay for a person, the salary there is like $1,200 for the entire year. So the regular good salary over there, I'm not talking about like a job where you work at fucking Domino's or you work at fucking Hats or Lids.com. No, I'm not saying the store where you sell garbage. I'm saying an actual career where you work as a professional. I'm not saying a lawyer or something like that, but I'm saying like, you know, where you're a secretary or you're in a position where you're up and up. Your pay regular is like $100 a month, $150. If you're making $200 a month, that's, you're living like a fucking gangster. Okay? But that's what we're talking about. So my dollar over there, people, I could literally get my dick stuck for 4 days with $1. You see, that's the thing. Now, you can't get that here in the U.S., but you really don't have to pay for fucking, you don't really have to get, cheap pussy, because pussy here is just everywhere. I mean, all you gotta do is go to Florida. You know, whip out your dick, and I guarantee you, within a half hour, somebody's gonna jump on it. If you're a gay person, you can get your dick sucked in 30 seconds flat. I'm telling you, it's the easiest fucking thing you could do in the world. If you're a gay person, that's why gays are so fucking happy, because they can get laid whenever the fuck they want. They just have to snap their fingers like Barbara Eden, and all of a sudden, cocks appear out of everywhere. Just one for every one of your orifices. So the point is that it's abundance. We have abundance in not just money, but in culture. In Afghanistan, if you're a gay dude and your dream is to fucking blow dudes and get jacked up the ass, guess what? That's going to be difficult, even though over there it's all guys together because you can't get any pussy. But you can't just go out there and say, you know what, dudes, let's just get together and just start blow banging each other. No, you can't do that. You could be fucking murdered. Over there, you just have to point to somebody and say, look, that guy over there, he's gay, and that he'll be dead by the fucking nightfall. So the point is, you can't fuck around over there. You can't, even if you're poor here, I'd rather be poor in America than be rich in Saudi Arabia or in Afghanistan. No, wait, actually, that's not true, no. Rich people in Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan, yeah, they get the slaves and shit. Like, all right, so yeah, I'd rather be rich in Afghanistan or Saudi Arabia because you can have slaves and shit. You can have slaves in the U.S., but, you know, they can get away and fuck you up, you know. The law's on their half. In Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan, slaves, you have no rights. All right, so fuck you. So that'd be kind of great if you're rich. If you're a slave, not a good thing. So that's another reason why. If you're in America, if you're a slave, you can be a slave because we're all fucking slaves. If you're poor in America, you're a fucking slave. Because that means you got to get the fuck up and go to a shit job that you'd rather just be at home watching TV, binge watching cartoons and shit, eating fucking marble cake. That I would prefer to do that any day compared to going outside. Fuck you. I don't want to go outside and work. Go to a place I hate. Fuck that. If I'm getting paid to go, hang out at Walt Disney World, that'd be great. That'd be fucking amazing. I mean, I just get a job, in a roller coaster. It's like, you should do? You should get a deal with Walt Disney and say, listen, I'm gonna raid all your fucking, all your stuff. I'm going to prepare and raid all your fucking stuff for online consumption. Pay me something. Pay me $100,000 a year. There you go. You can do shit like that. But try to do that in Kuwait. Try to do that in Honduras or El Salvador. You know? Try to do that. You know? Go to one of these fucked up countries and see how good they fucking treat you over there. Even good countries over there that have a good economy. They still don't have the opportunities we have here. Like, Costa Rica is a great fucking country, right? It's got good economy. People there are fucking decent. It's got great looking. It's got everything you need. It's in South America, too. It's cheap. But it doesn't have the opportunities you have here. You know, if you got a job as a nurse, you go to school over there, you're not going to earn what the fuck you earn here. You're going to earn more. Now, of course, the cost of living is more here. But if you're smart, it's actually cheaper. Because if you live alone, you're a fucking idiot. Because guess what? You have to pay maximum 100% of everything. But if you're smart and you get a bunch of your friends or family and say, yo, let's buy a house all together, a three-family house, and three families are living together, and there's like five in each family, that's fucking 15 people living together, putting their money together. But no. You want to live alone so you can live like you're fucking Don Johnson in Miami Vice. You want to be fucking, you want to be a Superman. You want to be fucking incognito. You want to be able to go wherever you want. Nobody can ever see you or know you, you know? You want to be a fucking drifter? All right, good. That means you never have any fucking money. You'll have nothing left. You're going to be like a fucking bum. Unless living like a bum, because you can live in a van and be making great money and just put every penny into buying a house, cash, boom. No fucking mortgage here. You saved up the whole fucking year. You lived in a van. If you make $65,000 a year, well, buy a piece of property that's $50,000. Fuck it. Live off $15,000 for the year. That's $1,000. $1,200, $1,300 max a month. You can live off of that shit if you live in a van. Of course you can. I don't know how much fucking fuel are you spending that you're gonna go through $1,200. And where the fuck are you eating? You're gonna go through $1,200. You don't have rent is the biggest thing you have to spend money on. So if you don't have the fucking rent because you live in your car, you can save a fucking fortune. Do that. But no, most people don't do that. No, because everybody wants to fucking act like they got more than the other person, like they're better off. Fucking phonies. I see dudes driving around in great cars but living in a fucking project. I know this guy. He has to park his car. He has to take a cab to his car because he lives in a fucking area that if he parked around there, they destroy his fucking car. They bomb it. Is that a living? Yeah. Okay. He only pays like $20 of rent. But he's paying all his money in a fucking car. The guy makes $1,500 clean a month. He's spending $980 a month on his fucking car. That's not even including gas. It's like, really, why the fuck are you paying $1,000? You stupid fuck. Why don't you get a classic car? Get a lowrider. You get a fucking awesome lowrider for $15,000. It's beautiful. It's a fucking car. You just need someone to get you from A to B and has enough pussy space in the back if you need to go somewhere and get a blowy. You need something that's going to get your pussy. It's going to get you around. But he's spending $1,000 a month. This stupid motherfucker. Fucking idiots. So if you don't plan everything, then you're just going to do everything all crazy. And when you do things crazy, you don't go anywhere. You don't progress. And this fucking asshole, this country is the greatest thing in the world. Because in this country, the greatest benefit is not the money. It's the fact that this country allows you to fuck it in the ass. And it's perfectly fine with that. It's like, all right, we're gonna try to cater to everybody's needs. That's the worst fucking thing you could do. Worst fucking thing you could do. You got all these fucking idiots out there. I mean, just complete fucking morons. Everywhere you look, you got morons everywhere. And these fucking banana heads, everywhere you look around and see, they have rights here. You go on the street, and I guarantee you, if in the U.S., if you go to any city, or big city like New York, California, whatever, and you sit there for 10 minutes in a crowded place, in 10 minutes, I guarantee you you can count 1,000 fucking scumbags. 1,000 people you can count that don't deserve to be living or breathing the same fucking oxygen. You could see who they are. You know it's obvious. Because you look at them and you're annoyed immediately. As soon as you see them, you're like, oh, God, I wish that person was dead. You ever see that? You ever look at somebody you don't even know? Just complete fucking stranger. You see them, and just from their behavior, their looks, you just wish that they would die right then and there. It's a terrible thing to feel. It really is terrible. That's the dark side of humanity. But still, it's a reality. So this is a country. This is a country that allows you to fuck it in the ass. Now, of course, it fucks us in the ass on a constant basis. That's nothing different. But, Jesus fucking Christ, you can get away with shit in this country. You could never get away in another country. Like in Russia, like all these guys dressing up like little fags and they have riots and the gays. No, man, in Russia, they'll punch your fucking teeth straight out of your fucking ass. They'll hit you so hard, you'll shit your teeth out if you're a gay dude. Try being a gay dude and acting all flirty and faggoty in Russia. How long do you think it'll take before you're spitting out your fucking teeth? Can't do that shit here. Here, you got rights. They fucking painted the White House with all the gay colors. Can you believe that shit? In Russia, they're fucking laughing at us. They're looking at us saying, wow, those Americans are fucking punks, fucking fags. So the shit you can get away with here, you can't get away with anywhere else. And I see all these people complaining and fussing and fighting over some stupid shit. But meanwhile, you got parts of the country where they come into your village, they kill your family, and you're 12 years old, and they give you a machine gun and says, all right, you're a warlord now. You're gonna work with us killing people. It's like, God damn, really? I just want to have some Cocoa Pebbles and watch some cartoons. But you want me to fucking throw RPGs into fucking vans and shit? Fuck, I barely hit fucking puberty. And you want me to stab this motherfucker right here? This guy never did anything to me. Could you imagine that? You're living in a village and they send the fucking 10-year-old to fucking chop your head off? How fucking embarrassing is that? Like, what a terrible end to your fucking shit life. If you got a shit life, I mean. If you had a great life, fuck it, you probably deserve it. You're like, I got to fuck 8,000 women. Fuck it. Let's just get chopped my head off. I don't give a fuck. Let him chop my head off. Poor kid, you know. Probably never had any fucking toys. So yeah, he could just fucking play with my head like a soccer ball. They like soccer in Africa. They like chopping heads off, and they like soccer. That's the two things. They should just put them together. They should have like soccer, but with human heads. Like every player on the fucking mat brings their own fucking severed head. That's how you get in. You pay your $2 due fees, and you bring in a fucking human skull. But it has to have, like a fresh human skull has to have all the meat, the hair on it, everything. That's the reality of that fucking country. Meanwhile, we're complaining here. We're complaining here all the fucking time. God, we got it so fucking good. That's why when you cater to the fucking idiots, you know, we've all had to go to school at least the fifth grade, and we all had a kid in the class that everybody agreed with was a complete fucking loser, and nobody gave a fuck with this person. Even the teacher, you know, patronize him or her. But everybody you just wouldn't give a fuck what this person is. They were mocked because they were fucking losers. Well, the problem with that is that, you know, that's just nature. Now, the problem with our society now is that in America, they cater to these fucking people. The people that as kids, everybody would look at and say, God, I wish this fucking person would die or disappear. Now these people have a fucking voice in America, that is. Nowhere else, but here in America, they had them in fucking Europe too. But look what happened in Europe, Germany, and Swiss. I mean, they're getting their asshole fucking gaped, literally. So, this politically correct bullshit, I can't wait till this fucking ends. That's why there has to be like some fucking civil war where just everybody starts stabbing each other and hitting each other with fucking lead pipes. You know, because that's easy. It's not going to be fought with guns. Everybody's just going to pick up a lead pipe and start fucking hitting everybody. You know, everybody's going to become a professional fucking a trumpet player, you know. They're going to be playing the fucking maracas. They're going to be playing the bass, you know. Everybody's going to become fucking drummers. Watch, when World War III hits, or picking up lead pipes, everybody's going to become a fucking drummer. Just drumming on everybody's fucking face. You know, survival of the fittest. That's what it says. We've heard that shit all our lives. Survival of the fittest. That's eventually going to become a reality. Now it's going to make sense why survival of the fittest. Because only the fit are going to survive when World War III hits. And everybody's hitting each other with fucking broomsticks and fucking bananas, you know, and shit. Old people are fucked. Yeah, old papers. They're going to use them for fucking, to melt them and to make oil for fuel, you know, to grease the engines and shit. Yeah, throw in that old fucking woman. Take that guy's head, throw it in the fucking machine. I'm telling you, it's going to come. Hopefully, we don't get to fucking see that. Hopefully, it'll be in 100 years when I'm fucking long gone. I know I should say that. It should never happen. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. It's like dying. You know, who the fuck really thinks you're going to live here forever?